So what date did the trust take over?
1947.
Yeah, well, you see, at the time, there was a chap here called Frank Mason who'd spent all his life here.
Yes.
And Frank Mason was still very much in charge.
Right. And he was obviously working for Lord Sackville.
Yes, as I understand it, he worked originally for, is it Savills?
Mm.
Well, he worked originally for Savills, and he came down here when he was 18, and he got very involved here, so he took a job here, and he in fact lived here.
Yeah, we have Mason's Tower.
But, yeah,
Mason's speaking to his son, actually.
Yeah. Yes. But Frank Mason was very much in charge. The National Trust had to respect his wishes for quite a long while. And it was very much easier at the time working for Frank Mason because he knew what he wanted and he was able to do not exactly what he wanted, but his influence with the trust was such that if this sort of thing wanted doing, it got done.
So which of the, how much of the balustrade is your work?
Well, you can't tell, really. You're not supposed to be able to tell. But the knobs are all oak. And they just disappeared, really. They deteriorated so much that at least half of them are new.
Mm.
Or they were then.
So you would have made those
to
the pattern of the surviving ones,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And that would have been, what, around about 1960?
Oh, no, much later than that. It would have been more... I can't give you the dates, actually.
No.
Going back 40 years.
Yeah, well,
probably
that's
about
right.
30 years ago.
Yeah.
When they did the wall.
Yes.
The whole wall came down.
Mm.
Yeah. Here we go again.
Yes.
Don't go away,
What did you do here?
To come back out here. This bit here, there used to be a big iron electrical fuse board. There's a big one, that, like that. And the electricity used to come from the... They used to generate their own from the bit over there where the sawmill was.
Okay.
There used to be a generator in there. And it used to come in here and it used to go all around. But all this is new, because this is what I put in. That section of panning in that.
Ooh.
Yeah. And
that was when the fuse board was taken out.
It was when they rewired the entire house.
Yes.
They did away with the generator.
Mm.
It was one of the first houses to have electricity put in.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
So did you do any work in the hall?
I know that you can't see it at the present time, but this table, when they knocked that wall came down and it was rebuilt, about, 35 years ago?
Mm.
And it happened because it was built on an oak beam.
Mm.
And the oak beam eventually deteriorated.
Yes.
And it was replaced with concrete.
Mm.
But setting that aside, this table at the time was moved out and it's been put back the wrong way around. It is back to front.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, unless they've altered it since. But there's one end is a very long and very nice oak top. And it's got a properly finished edge, and somewhere at some point.
I can see the edge
over there. There's one very long exception in the long bit of it.
Something in net there.
Well, it's got a damaged edge,
yes.
But that was against the wall.
Yes.
It's just a passing interest.
This is what I need to do.
Really, all the work you did in the hall?
Well, I did put some pieces back on there, but you can't find them. Well, I couldn't tell you where they are. But of course, the doors shouldn't be there. They are.
They're 19th century doors, yes.
Yeah.
And of course, the Victorians had it was much. There was much more colour on it, and the Victorians put all that brown shellac on it.
Yeah.
In the 19th century, so it would have originally looked much more colourful.
Yeah.
If you look at the coats of arms at the top, all the motifs on it would have had the colour of those, so it would have been really striking,
yeah,
wouldn't
it? Been, yeah.
But there were various odd pieces in that needed.
Well, yeah, it's obviously over the years
Yes. It's
getting lost.
Well, of course, that's right. But,
that pillar shouldn't be there.
Right.
But years ago, when they started allowing... It always used to be guided tours, and when they started letting the crowds come through,
yes,
an item, it was decided that it wasn't entirely safe, so we put that beam in there, and to hold it up, which
yes,
is rather pretty because it is what they call a canopy.
Yes, that's right, yes, and it was one of the very earliest, if not the earliest, I believe.
If you look around the back, the chap that did the decorating, he's left a little pie there. Did you know?
No. Did you know that?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bill said that one of the men who did the decorating left a poem on the back of that beam.
I didn't know that at all.
Pardon?
I didn't know, no. No one's... Did you know that on the back of the...
There is something written there.
You can see it when you...
Yeah, on the pillar. Yeah,
and that was the man who did the decorating, wasn't it?
A chap called Dodd. He came from the Fitzwilliam Museum at Cambridge.
Yes.
Well, he did the entire. He sort of restored all the paintwork in
yes.
this pillar. Mm. And you'll find if I step over there, never at the time.
Right at the back of the upright pillar.
It says, sands of time and treading feet and gravity combined, nor stair nor mort rests, banned but as. Toward the ground inclined. That means it's toward the ground inclined. Look at this post in, can't see what that word is. Although it is symmetry for, is it staircase? Can't see.
1979.
Mm. 79, it was as late as that.
Mm. Can't read it, but.
You're more agile than I am going over that route. With the relief?
No, that's
all original.
That's all part of the colour.
Yes.
But there were bits of moulding in there.
And yes, pieces of moulding on the newel post on the stairs.
Yeah, this room here used to be a prayer closet.
Yes.
And the door has been opened up again, but you didn't used to go through there.
No. So there was a door fixed in here.
Well, I don't think there was a door on it, but there used to be a little prayer closet in
there. Yes. So that this would have been all part of the panelling, fixed panelling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the ceiling came down, and that's a new ceiling, and I did all the mouldings up there.
Oh, right. To match the ones in the gallery. Yes.
But the whole thing was collapsing.
Right.
And I think it's all been propped up from underneath.
From underneath, yes. The floor was collapsing, was it?
Yeah.
Mm. And of course, with all the people walking through, the poor old house was never intended to have so many people walking around it all the time.
Now, pretty much all these chairs have been through my workshop and have various bits and pieces back.
Yes. Well, that's interesting because the work's all done obviously by the conservators now. So they actually came out of the house and went to your workshop.
Yeah.
What, you'd have had them one by one?
Yeah. And I've got a book down there where there's in the back of the car where it shows these two stools and one of them. It shows the sketch in there.
Mm.
It shows it as a repaired leg.
Right.
And it isn't carved at all. And it's my last job to put it right.
Yes.
But the question is, was it right to put it right?
Mm. Yes, well, that, of course, that's what they're considering now. They do the work very differently from what they did a long time ago.
Well, it's all always changing.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And the idea with the conservation now is not to do anything that can't be reversed if it's found to be inaccurate or the wrong way of doing it.
That's true.
Mm.
But that argument's been going on for centuries.
For a long time, that's right.
And I'll show you some more chairs in a minute, whereby the decorations come off them.
Mm.
To such a point that if had they not been restored, you wouldn't have anything.
No, they'd have collapsed.
And this argument has been going on for centuries. Mm. Do you conserve? Do you repair?
Mm.
Or do you restore?
Yes.
And it's very complex.
Mm.
And I don't know what the answer is. But I suppose you dare not touch it. But I always think, particularly with this very old stuff, that when it was brought here, it was a gift of the then treasurer.
Mm.
and it was old when it got here.
Yes, that's
so
true.
So it wasn't in good state of repair.
Yeah, in the first place.
When it fired in the first place. And I don't think it's unreasonable that you would expect furniture of this age to have had something done to it.
Sure, that's right.
But what are they not done?
So these are all the brown gathering chairs. So this is a different style stool with the feet, isn't it, from those? Oh, it's the same as the
same
ones
as
further
yeah.
along, that's right. Did you do any work on these chairs?
Well, I've had to tighten up most of them.
Mm. And how about this X-frame chair? Do you remember those?
The only thing I remember about these... I didn't do anything for these, except there's another one somewhere, isn't there?
Yes, there are five altogether.
Yeah, well, one of them had its shield. There's a little one that had a shield.
Yes.
And that was put around the right way.
Mm.
Now, all of these ribbons...
Yes.
Most of them are restored.
Right.
Or they're new. A lot of them are new.
Are they?
But which ones are new and which ones...
Yeah. So again, they'd have been in your workshop, would they?
Yeah, we see that end's come off that one there.
Yes.
And they're very delicate.
Yes, yeah. Certainly. Because they were... the panel paintings go back to around about 1600, but they were reframed in the 18th century, so they were handled then, and the reframing is now what...
Yeah.
200 or 300 years old itself.
But after the war, when they started to bring this stuff out, it all went into the cellars and wherever.
Mm.
And a lot of them got damaged at that time.
Oh, right, yes.
And there was a lot of dry rot in
it. Yes.
And...
Which cellars would they have been in? Do you have any idea?
I don't actually know. I know that some of it was underneath the... underneath the garage, as it is now.
Right. Mm.
But the point is that the cleaners there, there were a team of four cleaners here. Mrs. Grieve was one, and Barbara was another. And whenever they used to find a little piece, they used to tuck it away somewhere or other, and there was bits turning up all over the
place.
Oh,
my goodness, yes. And so that they all had to be fixed together.
Yeah.
Did you have to make any new pieces?
Oh,
there's
a lot. I reckon, I strongly suspect that half of those ribbons are new.
Really? Mm.
But again, is it right to put the ribbons back?
Well, yes, yes, that's right.
Or...
So how would the gilding have been done?
I did.
On them. You did it.
Mm. But, I don't know.
So we cheerfully say that it's all 18th century, but it's some and some.
Well, I don't know what the answer is.
No. did anything have to be done to the ribbing on the ceiling?
No, I didn't do it anyway.
No.
You've only got two in here at the moment.
It's like this Lady Betty's bedroom.
But in my car, I've got a central splat for one of them.
Really?
Because it's been restored.
Yes.
That was because it was completely missing.
Mm.
And there was a lot of bits missing on them, actually.
Mm.
Particularly those... the little upright
yes
from that are underneath, and several of those are replaced, and there's all sorts of bits and pieces on them.
Yes,
but the question is, what do you do?
Sure.
I mean, you can't say you either leave the centre splat missing and say, well, that's
yes,
the way it
that's
is.
How it was, that's right. And did you find any worm in the...
Oh, it's absolutely riddled with worm, because you'll find in the earlier pamphlet on those chairs belonging to the no, they, it says that they are made of pine, they're not, they're made of beech.
Right.
But I can show you the state of that slat that's been replaced.
Yes.
And what do you do with it?
Mm, that's right.
Particularly so when it turned up in bits and pieces. It took over 2 or 3 years, it was, before I found it all.
Mm. Oh, good gracious.
But
yes.
I've still got it.
You've so still got
there was
it.
No, there was no question that. But who's to say? I don't know.
Candle stands in the sitting room. What did you have to do to them?
Well, they were all falling to bits. They didn't stand up on their own. So.
Right. So you had to make new parts of the feet to them or adjust them?
It was a question of making them stand up, really, and doing sufficiently to them. But again, this is probably something which the experts don't agree to do.
Yes.
But if you didn't do it...
Yes, they wouldn't be able to be in the room at all.
No. This is the... It's the...
The cupboard. Yeah. So when was that put in?
Huh?
When was the cupboard put in?
Oh, I can't give you dates for that. It was when they... It was when they did the alarm. System.
All right, yes. So that isn't an old cupboard, it's one that was put in.
No, that's all new.
Right. Of course, the panelling matches exactly, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. Mm. That was the work that I was doing, didn't you? That had to match.
Yes. So you actually did this panelling and made that cupboard, yes.
Yeah.
And of course, the colour of the wood that matches exactly the old, doesn't it? The colour of the wood on the cupboard matches.
That's how it got finished, aren't
we? Yes. Mm.
Must be in store.
Yes, this is the spangle bedroom.
Yes, this is the spangle bedroom.
Yes.
Yeah.
The one over there is similar to it, look.
Yeah, there was one that's got that had all sorts of birds and things all over it.
Right.
And somebody at some stage had painted it over with glue. And I had to take all that glue off and replace all the marquetry.
Right.
What do you do with it?
Mm-hmm.
You leave it as it was.
Yes, yes. And of course the glue or the shellac would have been put on probably by somebody in the 19th century.
Well, the glue, it had been glued over in order to hold it in place.
Oh, I see, yes.
So that it wasn't lost.
Mm.
It's really rather like these paintings, an antique, you know, valuable paintings. Do you clean them or do you not clean them?
Yes, that's right.
as a purist, you'd say you mustn't clean them.
Yes.
But I did a lot of work on one of them. Mm. I don't know which one it was.
I don't think that one has any
marquetry
on it, no. It may even be in the private rooms now. But I don't remember seeing that one.
No, I think it must be in the private rooms. Mm. But these stones of either one, just stick.
They're alarmed if you lean over the rope.
That's the
one
that's
you did,
the, yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that's that shield upside down.
Right.
And they did have me put that up the right.
Yes.
But whether that was right or wrong, I don't know.
No,
no. I mean, I tend to try and avoid being caught in that house.
Yes. That's in the dressing room.
Yeah, and you'll find that these carved rails were in a pretty badly damaged state.
Yes.
Now, two of them are new.
Right.
But
it's a job to know which.
Well, I could tell you which they were.
Right.
If I could put my hand on.
Ah.
But because the ones I put in, the backs are a bit smoother than the original ones.
Right.
So that you can, they can be identified.
Yes. So how would you have done the carving?
Oh, yeah, I did it.
You did the carving on them.
Pleased with them.
Yes,
actually.
So how many of these stretchers did you replace?
There are two new stretchers complete, and several which have been considerably repaired.
Right.
But I could identify them, but we can't touch them.
No.
But there was a lot of work there, so.
But if we tell the staff, they might be interested for you to come back and have a look at them when the conservators are here. And then you would know which they were.
Oh, I could identify
but
the ones.
But we can't do that now.
No, not with the arms, is that?
No.
But, again, you see, when the cleaners, etc., would have, if a bit broke off, they'd have tucked it away somewhere.
Yes.
And they'd be turning up all over the place.
Right. So what sort of places did they put them in?
Well, they might tuck them anywhere that was convenient.
Oh, I see, within the rooms.
Behind
yes,
the panelling
so, yes.
Or some sort of little cupboards and things.
Yes.
So,
was the dumbbell up above the bedroom when you were here, do you remember?
I don't know.
No? No. I know you told me once you'd been up in the attics, but
the attics.
All the wall over the house, that's right. Yes, this would have been set up after you were here, I think, the museum room, wouldn't it?
No. I did all the work there.
Did you?
All this is new.
Right. So you did most of this?
This used to be a storeroom.
Yes.
It was just brick wall.
Right.
Now that
this is
Mason,
the museum room now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Frank Mason used to buy in anything from the demolition people.
Yes.
And he bought a fair bit of panelling.
Mm. I wonder where that would have come from.
Pardon?
I wonder where the panelling would have come from.
Well, any house had been was being knocked down.
Right.
So, but there wasn't enough to do it all, so I had to make about half of this panel.
Right.
Which was all the way around.
Yes.
And we also had to, at the same time, we put this in.
Yes. Well,
this was put in afterwards. There were various problems attached to this.
Yes.
And again, there was a... You have to be awfully careful as an artisan against the experts telling you what to do.
Yes.
And when they...
You're not boring me in the least. I'm very interested.
When they designed this place, they put the furniture in. They had the doors opening out.
Yes.
And I said, well, if you have the doors opening out, you won't be able to get the furniture in. So I did get them to change that, and the doors open in.
Mm.
So if you can get in there, and it left this area clear.
Yes.
The other problem, it's more than a problem actually, because I realised what was going to happen. It was supposed to have had reflection-free glass, which is a good idea.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, but you can't use reflection. What do they call that glass now? It's gone from it. You use it on pictures, so you get no reflection.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I wanted to use it here, but I knew that if you did, you wouldn't see the furniture.
Right.
Because it's too far back.
Yes.
So I got them a price for the to do the non-reflective glass. That's what it. And it was too expensive,
yes.
So we didn't get into that argument. But the panelling over the fireplace is much older than this.
Of course, yes.
But I couldn't tell you how much of that panelling is here and how much isn't.
Mm.
Now this is a source of considerable argument.
Mm.
Not by me.
No. This is the case for the china.
No, it was not the case for the china. The case for the china was over there.
Right.
It isn't there now. Mm. Never got finished. This was the case for two of these chairs. Because one of these chairs is a somewhat more interesting one, for age-wise. And two stools.
Mm.
Now, the chairs can stand there, the stools there and there. And it was much deeper.
Yes.
Having done it, installed it, they then come back to me and they say, we want to put a back in it and put the china in there.
Mm.
It's because this is where it's a constant changing of National Trust staff and ideas. And therefore they said, well, I'll come up and change and put a back in.
Yes.
Bring it forward.
Mm.
But of course, it was a terrible job.
Yes.
How do you get it back in there?
Mm.
And unfortunately, it's got the one door. Well, if it was a china cabinet, you had a door for each one.
Yes, of course.
So you can't get the china.
Yes. I hadn't thought of that. It must be an awful job to get.
That's because it's not supposed to be.
Beat the china, no.
Yeah. And another thing that odd happened, I was given a rough sketch of where the china expert wanted all the china.
Yes.
And it was all roughly done. And I made all the brackets. You see.
Oh, right, yes.
Now, every bracket is made, tailor-made for each piece of china.
Right.
So you can't fit the china
any different way, no.
Because it's got little slots and things to stop it falling
off.
Yes. And that was quite a little job.
It was indeed.
Yeah. But having done it, I get called back up here. I went to an awful lot of trouble to
sort out his rough sketch by cutting out hired patterns for everyone.
Yes.
Knew exactly where it was going. And I was called back up there and said, and he said, I've got one in the wrong place. Mm. Which I said, well, it is in the wrong place, but if you want me to move it, I'll move it for you. I said, but if I do move it, you won't put your plate on it. There's no room. And see,
anyway, they've stood in there successfully for a long time now.
Pardon?
They've stood in there successfully for a long time now.
Yeah, well, I don't think it is successfully because they don't know they've got to get right round there and right back.
Oh, up. Yes, if they need to do anything to them, that's certainly true.
Yeah, it was frustrating because it wasn't an easy job.
No, no.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, carry on. These are the chairs.
Right.
Redecorated. As you say, the decoration is deteriorating.
Yes, yes.
It was done because there was virtually no decoration on it at all.
Right.
And except for one, two little bits where it had been successfully covered up.
Yes.
But it deteriorated badly. I don't know why it's done now.
Mm.
But
so the colouring that the is it gilding or paint on them?
I don't know what it is. It's some sort of. It was done by some artist.
But yes. Did the chairs need any repairing?
No. They were sound, except for that decoration.
Yes.
But the question is, was it right to redecorate them, or do you?
Yes, of course they're finding problems with the work that was done then.
Well, they are. Yeah.
Yes.
Off,
yes, that's right.
So it's back to where they started.
Yeah. Did you do anything in the room along here?
The panelling, I think, there's 700 bits of the. The dado and decorating, all sorts of bits of this nature.
Yes.
There's a load of them being replaced.
That's the carving on the panelling, yes. That was a mammoth amount of work that was undertaken then, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Venetian Ambassador's room. We have to call it the conservation room at the moment.
Yeah.
The bed is away at the National Trust Conservation Unit in Norfolk.
Yeah. When they did the King's bed, they altered all the attics over the around the stable yard.
Mm.
And they were going to. That was set up as a conservation.
Yes, yes.
And it never got used. Did it get used?
I think they did a lot of work on the bed at that time.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's all gone wrong. There's a bit up there.
The Venetian window.
Yeah. And I made one for that.
Did you?
Yeah,
yes.
And then it got burnt in the fire.
Oh dear.
There was a fire in the shop.
Right.
The base for that is gone.
And that's the base for the charcoal burner in the Leicester Gallery. Mm. You made that base for it.
Yeah, but when it was made, I made the base, and the chap that designed it said he didn't like it, and he wanted to come back up and alter it.
Mm.
And I said, well, I can't alter it because it was made
section.
Yes.
My couldn't alter it. Because he was going to have that marbled.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Oh, I think it looks better plain.
Oh, well, it was going to be marbled. The original idea was going to be marbled.
Right.
But it didn't get marbled.
Didn't get done.
Because he got fed up with it, because...
These candle stands, do you remember?
Well, actually... There's another one. There's a couple more somewhere.
Yes, they're in the cartoon gallery.
Oh, well, we'll get to them. But I've been doing it.
No, right.
But all these stalls have got them in vials in them.
Yes.
But I can't touch them.
No.
Because...
This is the long stool in the underneath Lady Middlesex.
Yeah.
They're so some of those rails are new, are they?
Well, I think you'll find it's probably got... Yeah, it's got rails on both sides.
Yes.
Whereas originally it didn't have. Mm. It would have been just on one side.
Yes.
It'd probably better then, isn't it?
Oh, this is the china cabinet.
Yeah.
Those were all your work. There's a staircase goes up behind there. Do you remember having to do anything repairing that?
No. But this was done because people were pinching each other.
Yes, I'm sure it would have. They've got alarms on the open china, but of course they're set right back. There's a very sensitive alarm if you put your hand over the rope, but also each individual piece is alarmed.
Another step coming, Orin.
That big picture, there's a bay window. That's a dead space. You don't remember anything work having to be done with that.
No. Yeah, now these two chairs.
These are the two chairs in the ballroom.
Yeah, that one's the same. Yeah, they were square from there down.
Right.
So that part is new.
The feet of the chairs were square and the curves, you made the curves.
They were non-bent.
Mm.
But whether, again, should it have been left as it was?
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah. Now the china that's in the, we were looking at, the ambassador's dressing room.
Yes.
Used to be on there.
Oh, right.
And there is. I made a glass cabinet for that.
Yes, yes.
In three sections. I stuck it down in the storeroom somewhere.
Yes.
But the china was on there.
That's on the central table under the young fourth duke.
Yeah. And one of them is new.
And one of the feet is new, yes.
And one of these.
Oh, yes. The roses.
Mm.
So the cabinets for the china would have stood on the marble top.
Yes.
Mm.
And the, as they call it, the Queen's teapot, was on there. Was all on there.
Oh, right, yes.
And we had all these down, the William Kent carving.
Yes.
And all the serpents.
Yes.
There's three missing on that one now.
Mm.
But they were all there.
Yes.
I'm just wondering, you know, nobody knows where they've disappeared.
Mm. So where were the serpents? You say they're missing.
Where are they?
Where were they?
Well, where's that one? Yeah, you see the three. There's one over her head.
Yes.
And there's two higher up.
Mm.
So those three are missing.
Right.
But whether they've been taken off because they might say they've been too much restored or something, I don't know. But if you look over the lady's head,
yes,
she's got a crown.
Yes, she? That's right. This is above Arabella Cope.
Yeah, well, all those crowns are new.
Right.
And there's all sorts of bits of carving been replaced in.
Yes.
There.
When you say have been replaced, that was in your workshop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, because they were down in the cellars and they got dry rot.
Yes. And that was throughout the war. But that's a long period, isn't
it? Yeah.
Yes.
And there should be one there. You never know with these people. With them.
Did any work have to be done on the frieze at the top?
The part of that frieze, I think it was up here, fell off.
That's...
And I did put it back here. Yeah.
Right.
To carry out some repairs on it.
That's above the steward's position in the ballroom.
But that's all oak.
Yes, it's remarkable, isn't it? That's right. And at first look, you'd expect that it would be plaster, but it
isn't.
Instead, it is all oak, yes.
But the funny thing is that when you got it off, the colour is bright as the colour of your trousers.
Bright blue.
And it's blue like that. And that was probably
dead
all this
blue.
Is faded.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's interesting, yes. And that was on the reverse of the carving at the top, yes.
Well, the bits that are under.
Oh, I see, yes.
Yes. Shadow.
I don't know whether anybody's been up to examine the frieze for a long time. This china has been brought into the public rooms recently, so this. Obviously, is a new cabinet that's been made for it.
Looks like an old cabinet to me. Do you reckon it's a new one? That's an original.
That's
cabinet,
an old one. Mm.
But the cabinet over there, which is black oak, that was China was in over there, was like that.
Oh right.
Except that it was in three sections.
Yes. Room at the moment. It's an experiment in insulation. So they created this gap, which will act as insulation around the walls, and eventually it will be a different form of insulation, but the walls will be insulated. They're going to have underfloor heating mats under the carpet because the cold and the damp throughout the winters does a lot of damage. And it will come on according to the humidity level, not the temperature level.
Yeah.
So this is the easiest room to do the experiment in. Mm. So the walls, the pictures are elsewhere in the house, that's all on vinyl, it's an optical illusion.
Yeah. I've had several of these chairs I've had to put new legs on.
Right.
my favourite picture.
Yeah. The actual picture is down under the stairs, behind the carving, behind the statue. But if you stand at the door and look along, you'll see that it is all just flat vinyl. No, if you look along here, that's all just flat vinyl. This is the cartoon gallery. You've put the little platform for the inlaid furniture. Did any repair work have to be done to the furniture?
You're stretching my memory a bit. I don't remember doing any of that. Again, this is an interesting room because when the stonemasons were here, Gravesend stonemason, they had all these windows out.
Right.
They replaced them. And when they did, they took all these panels.
Did they?
Yeah, but it's all very ancient panels.
Yes.
And I put over 200 bits of carving back on there.
Good gracious.
And along the top, you find the capitals on there.
Yes.
There's one completely new capital. Mm-hmm. There's one new ram's head, and all the ram's heads had lost all their horn. But they've got the horns back there.
Yes.
Again, was it right to put the horns back on?
Yes.
Or wasn't it? Yes. I don't know. But they found all sorts of. I think there's some different ones.
It's very difficult to see anything on this wall against the light because they haven't lifted the curtains.
No, there's all sorts of faces and griffins and lion's heads and they all look at that. And again, all these stools and things.
Yes.
I've got a new rail in them because they only have one on one side.
Right.
They were missing altogether, etc., etc.
So, would you have had the chairs to your workshop to do them, or did you do them here?
No, I did them at the workshop.
At the workshop.
When I was doing these panels, I used to have to come to Noel and collect them in the morning and bring them back at night.
Yes.
One at a time.
So those are the original 1603 panels on the window wall.
Yeah, we can't touch them, but I could soon tell you which are the new ones.
Yes.
Because these are the Whitehall Palace one.
Yes.
With the crown.
Yes, yeah, some of them are stamped on the webbing underneath.
Oh, yeah.
The Whitehall Palace.
But there's a lot of work in one of them.
Yes. Because they're all in a very fragile state because the fringe is very brittle as
and
well.
They're fading, disappearing. Yes. Yeah.
And the housekeepers say that sometimes in the morning they find little items of the fringe on the floor from the draft.
Those are the two. Yeah, but they were restored by the Rural Industry Bureau.
Right.
At Wimbledon.
Yes.
And I found a big lump in one of the skirts. And I found a bit, quite a chunky bit it was, which I was able to send over to them to put back in.
Yes.
Again, all these cables. be all these. Mm. They've all been attended to, yeah, to some extent. Mm. And those little cupids there,
yes,
he didn't have any feet, so he's got feet.
You put feet on them.
There's a day bed in there.
Yes.
And that's all that is. All sorts of work done to that. And it's tucked away out of sight.
Yes. Did you have anything to do with this framing in the King's Room?
I had a great deal to do with this room. A lot to do with this room. Well, then. Originally, the first thing I know about this room is that the estate workers restored the ceiling.
Yes.
And if you looked at, there used to be a magazine called The Connoisseur. I don't know if it's still printed. But if you went back to when I was first here, there was a three-page spread in The Connoisseur about the restoration of the ceiling.
Right.
Which was done by Jack Ty.
Yes.
One of the estate, he was a plasterer by trade.
Yes.
And he did the ceiling. And they put beams across the top and lifted it up again.
Right.
But I find it a little bit frustrating that when they do all that work, and another expert will come along and they do the bid.
Yes.
And so, very nice. So the concentration comes onto the bid from the ceiling, which was had much acclaim.
Yes, yes.
On the ceiling. And then they bite the dome out on here. So you can't see the ceiling.
No, no, that's true. You have to get right forward to the glass and just look at part of it.
Yeah, but it, the ceiling is as much a feature of this room as the bid. But there you go, I don't know.
Was any work done on the furniture in here apart from the bed?
Well, that. The, oh, I'll tell you about this silver.
The silver furniture.
When I put this in, the.
The cage.
The cage. I said, if you put the cage in, you won't be able to get any furniture out. Because it's only now, you won't get any furniture out. That's all right, I said. Don't worry about that. We don't want them to take any furniture out. Fair enough, so we carry on, put it in. Erect it, everything. A message comes down from the Treasury. They want the silver. They want the silver furniture in Brussels. For the some exhibition, EU thing. Now that table at the time wouldn't stand up on its own, so that came to my.
That came to your workshop. Goodness.
And it was serious because it was going in a couple of days, but to get it out.
Yes.
You have to get gargling glass people. They come in and they take a whole pane of glass out. It takes four men to do it.
Yes.
And when it comes back, the four men come back again.
I do the same thing again.
And
it went to an exhibition in London 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And so presumably they had to do the same then.
Yeah. And when I put it in, the people started coming in. I said, why? If you isn't got a small panel there and that one there, the reason was, of course, that they wanted that was more central panel or something like that. The only thing I could think of to say was, it's on the drawing, that's where it is.
Yes.
Why? I haven't a clue.
there's no door in it at all?
Yeah, the door is here.
Oh, I see, yes, that's right, of course. Yes.
The door is there.
Mm. And of course, that's too narrow to get any furniture.
Yeah.
Did you happen to do any work on that cabinet?
I fully restored it. I think I did more work on that cabinet than I did on anything else.
Really? Mm.
And it's a very tricky job.
Yes.
Because it's all... I think it had been so decayed that it was in a really bad way.
Yes.
It had no, it only had one foot, so all the feet are new.
Yes.
And half the mouldings are new. Have you looked at it closely?
Yes, when the silver furniture is away, they brought that cabinet over to the position the silver furniture is in now and opened it so that people could see the inside of it.
Yes. But the outside, it's all got that wavy mouldings and things. And it's all in solid ebony.
Yes. Did you have to do any work to the interior of it?
Not a lot, no. Mm. But there are two secret drawers in there.
Mm. It's very lovely and it was very interesting to have it in that position to look at.
It's a pity that it's in there because I think it's one of the most interesting.
Yes.
Well, of course it's not English, so it's probably not regarded as important.
Oh, I think it is. Yeah, but as you say, it's such a pity you can't see more of it.
Well, it is. But I did a lot of work to that.
Yes.
And the question is, was it right to do the work or not?
So you actually, the top comes off it, off the stand at the bottom, I imagine.
Well, it lifts off, yeah.
Lifts off.
Yeah.
So you had to do a lot of work both to the cabinet and to the stand.
The cabinet. It's all very fine, wavy mouldings.
Yes.
All over there. And I reckon 25% were missing.
Right.
So we had to make cutters and everything else to make them.
Yes, it would be interesting for you to have a more detailed look at it sometime, wouldn't it? But
it would be interesting. Yes. Yeah, it would be interesting for me. But... it was a complicated job.
Yes, I'm sure it was.
But now, if you breathe on it, the alarms go off.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good.
That's another funny thing. Go back to the ambassador's dressing room.
Yes.
Is that when finally it was filled up with furniture, they got the V&A. Couple of blokes from the V&A to lift furniture in.
Yes.
Because you're not allowed to touch the furniture. So they came down and they lifted the furniture in. I shouldn't be telling you this really, but it amused me afterwards to learn that after they come back, the then expert who didn't last so long after that, he took the V&A furniture experts back to the station, came back. After about an hour, he ringed up the office and said, could they find a couple of blokes to come lift some of the furniture out because there was too much in there. So they get a couple of gardeners in to lift out the furniture, but the V&A museum people to come down to lift in. Can you be? I think you can't be in.
That's it, yes. So, what have you got in your car, Bill?
Well, there is one of those slats.
Yes.
So I tried to explain why the work was done.
Yes.
And that's only the work I've done in the solid.
Yes.
Black cabinets on the cover.
Yes.
And first of all, we'll make a little house for that.
And you said you did some work on the Lord Sackville's dining table.
We made a new top for that.
Right.
Yeah.
Which have to go back down the main stairs. I don't suppose that door's open.
Coming
back.
Yes.
Have you been to the old house since you were doing
the
Because they've done a tremendous amount of work in the stone court in recent years.
Yeah, but they've never climbed around for
that. No.
But again, this is still a question. They replaced windows in Victorian times.
Yes.
Companion copy of this, which is in the French.
Ah,
this
right.
is the English one. And there's a couple of pictures of Noel in here.
Fantastic.
If I can find them. Don't go away. It's a remarkable, detailed drawing, that.
Mm.
There's another one.
Yes, it's at the end of the brown gallery.
Pardon?
It's at the end of the brown gallery, just...
Yeah.
As you go towards the spangled bedrooms on the left.
Yeah. This is a... You recognise that one, I expect.
Some
you recognise that, do
you? You said that was from one of the chairs?
No, that's the one in Betty Germain's bedroom.
Oh, right.
And if you look, it's all in bits.
Yes. Oh, I see, yes.
It's broken there in three places.
Yes.
And I found this over a period of some years.
Bit by bit.
Mm.
So what sort of place would you have found the pieces in?
Well, they got tucked away in... There's a little store cupboard behind the Brown Gallery, isn't there? And there's one or two and up on the mouldings, and they used to tuck the stuff away anywhere. But the question is, when you're presented with that, I mean, what do you do with it? You can't do anything. We're trying to say, we're talking about the difference between restoration and restoring and repairing, and what do you do? And I restored those chairs about 35 years ago, and when you're up against something like that, which you haven't, or didn't have it at the time, because we found it after it had been done, but that's the sort of state that it's in, you've got to try and put it right.
Yes. Fantastic to see it.
Huh?
It's fantastic to see it all.
What is this from?
Well, now that... It, when I was working here, that this is just an odd bit of chair rail.
But said various of the stretchers on the chairs are ones that he had newly made, but he could only tell which they are by having a look at the underneath of the chair. He can't tell by looking at the piece of furniture from the position behind the rail. We set the alarm off by leaning over the cord.
Oh, don't worry, I think that goes off weekly.
Now that's a section of the window of a window.
Yes.
Do you understand what I mean for the section?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's a window we made for the pheasant court.
Yes.
And that one's Plymouth Lodge.
That one's lost on me, Plymouth Lodge. No, we're pheasant court.
Plymouth Lodge is way out of the park, which is at the end. If you go to the right of the main gate, you then come to a footpath out of the park.
Yes.
If you go over again, there's a roadway out there, and there's a lodge gate standing there.
Ah.
The bloke used to be down there that used to live in that, one of the estate workers, he used to play the drums.
Yes.
So we used to play his drums in one side of the... his wife used to be the other side.
Ah.
True, though. This, again, is interesting because that preface says everything there is to say about the difference between a chap that's doing the work and somebody that's telling him what to do. And as a worker doing it, you have to be ever so careful what you say to the expert that knows all about it and go and do it. And that explains it explicitly.
Right.
Yeah.
Where did you find these books?
Pardon?
Where did you find these books?
Well, that one was given to me by my old scoutmaster. And it belonged to his brother, who was killed in the First World War.
Right.
I think there's a certificate there. He was an architect. But he was killed in the First World War. Yeah, that's where that came from. This one has been laying about in my workshop for years, and it was given to me by an old boy, I presume. But again, in there, there's some old house furniture.
All right.
But if you look at that stool, you'll see the back leg is repaired. Now, this is an old book. I reckon this must be 1910 or something, maybe older. But you can see that that was repaired then.
Yes.
So it indicates the state that some of this furniture was in when it came to Noel.
Yes.
But all that is no. That's that thing. That's that there. It's that one. Yeah.
Yes, that's all normal furniture, isn't it?
Well, it does give you a list of the numbers. But the majority of that is very nearly all normal.
Because it's the only furniture of its kind to have survived.
Exactly, and actually to see it like this is fantastic, because we don't have anything like this.
There's a list. This is tricky, apart from everything else, this is an extraordinary book. It's got so much, all sorts of furniture. These always amaze me. But anyway, there's a list there somewhere. Yeah. hope you've got plenty of time.
I think it's here.
Oh, that's it. Norman Park. Page 30, number 5 from Norman Park.
That's in the museum room. I think that one's still in the Brown Gallery.
Nine. 12. That's one of your chairs, isn't it?
Yeah, 10, 11, 12. Mm. That's in the Brown Gallery. I've had to move these and clean these on several occasions.
Well, that's a strange thing. In actual 1910, they're showing you a drawing with a repair furniture. So.
But as we went round, they were showing us various pieces of furniture where you'd replaced a whole foot on it or a whole stretcher.
See, this is that's an old piece. What's that from that part?
Yeah.
Found some more?
Yes, page 36.
Oh, that's the
same.
1 to 14 and 18 are all Norman Park. 1 to 14 and 18.
Never seen that one go.
Where's that one then?
I think it may be in the family apartments.
Oh.
Seen that one.
Yeah. Overall, I only brought them up of interest.
It's certainly very interesting. We are hoping to do an exhibition actually next year to do with the project in a room that we're going to be opening up, and we're going to have display cases for people to come and look at some bits. If you would be willing to loan us the book.
Yeah. What, the books?
Yes.
Yeah, you'd be able to have the book.
So it'll be locked display cases, and they'll be able to touch it. And
what a thought of interest on this, certainly.
It'd be fantastic.
And how many might be interested to listen to?
We're all going to get together and listen to them together.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame that we can't participate in all interviews. We can't come and... It's a shame I couldn't come round with you today. I'm sorry about that.
No,
sorry. Would you like some tea and coffee?
We would.
Yes, what would you like? Tea, coffee?
Coffee.
Coffee, white?
White with sugar.
How many sugars do you have? I'll bring the sugar. What would you like, tea or coffee?
Coffee, I'd come to
you. Would you like tea or coffee?
Coffee, please. The change that the National Trust is always changing.
Mm.
And they say it's always for the better. But I don't know that it is, really.
Time will tell, won't it?
Eh?
Time will tell.
Yeah. You know, when Fiona Reynolds came to the Trust, some years ago, she's the managing director now, and she Fiona Reynolds.
Yeah.
She reckoned that she was going to train. You know, it didn't matter if they lost the people that were doing a lot of the work, and she was going to train new apprentices. But you might be able to to get apprentices to do something, but you can't train experience, you can only gain experience.
Yeah, that's true. You need to, like I say, it's just experience knowing it, knowing it in any job, really.
Yeah. Well, especially when Frank Mason was here, he was the old boy when the changeover took over. He recalled him again.
Yeah, it's all right. It's, we just use bits of...
He was able to get things done, you know. And he did. Nowadays, you get any small things done, you've got to get permission from Swindon or some such place.
Yeah, it's...
Cockers were all a challenge.
The bit of work I'm going to start doing, it's the websites that sort of coming in, instead of being a general one, it's each house or property is going to have its own thing like that. But anything you write, you've then got to pass it on to Swindon for them to say yay, nay, or...
Because first of all, when the initial change, it went to Scotney Castle.
Mm.
And they set up the regional office at Scotney. And then we used to get the work from down there. But,
it's all...
There's so many people changing hands all the time that there's no continuity. It's like that china cabinet we were talking about. One bloke comes along and he says, we'll have it that way. And you get on and you do it, and the next thing you know, someone else comes along and says, oh no, we won't use it for that, we'll use it for something else.
Yeah, yeah.
And it gets, well, I can't say it's frustrating, because it doesn't make life easy.
Especially if you don't understand why they're doing it, because it doesn't make sense, it's not logical.
Are you bored to distraction?
No, I'm just sitting quietly.
Defrosting. It's cold house, isn't it? It's very cold, isn't it? That's what the avenue has got to be. When did you stop working here then? Doing any work? When did you stop doing any work here then?
It's his job to say, really.
The last job you did was the seat round the tree.
Oh yeah, I made a seat round the tree. That was wrong. But as when the various trust managers change over, they bring their own. Tradesmen with them,
yeah.
And it takes, and you sort of get moved out a bit. That is your objective. But there you go. I don't know, you know.
It's some photographs of your...
Yeah. That one's a Bateman.
Oh, sorry.
Oops.
Go grab a chair.
Do you know Bateman?
Yes, I do. I went there last year, actually, for the first time.
Oh, well, that's a Bateman.
Wow.
It's on the end of the pond.
Ooh. When did you do this? Yeah. How long ago?
You asked the most awkward question.
Oh,
that would have been about 20 years ago, I suspect. And I made about 20 other seats for the round garden down.
Did you?
Haven't we?
Yeah, but that was particularly dodgy, that one.
Yeah.
because there's got the stone wall around there, which around is, the back, and it has to fit. And when I took it down there to fit it in, I was going to go in, wouldn't it? Because there was no way I was altering it.
No.
And you couldn't alter the stone wall, but it actually fitted like a glove. Yeah.
Fantastic to see your work.
Yeah. This one's at Scotney. Do you know Scotney?
I have been to Scotney, yes, I do know it.
Oh, well, that stone circle was where they had a lead statue.
Okay.
And someone drove a tractor up to the wall just below it and nicked it.
Oh.
So they wanted a seat to put around it instead. But that is the seat. But it wasn't easy, that one.
No, I can imagine. Do you transport it in sections and then...
It's in half. Mm. I think it's about 20 feet long. And that again is Scotney, and there's two long seats like that, painted. And they were made, I made two of them, and they were about 18 feet long. And they actually are painted the same detail as that. But they put one up against the wall of the house. See, very nice. It's all beautifully painted, just right, exactly right. There was a wind one night, and the gable fell on it.
Oh dear.
Right, beautiful chair.
It'll be hard work.
Yeah, but the one down the garden is still there. The one that I went down there and replaced that. Yeah, that one is at Item Moat.
Ah.
Yeah, and this is one of the frustrations of working for the trust. You're not recording this, are you? Yeah, they were going to have seats all the way around there. They did have seats all the way around there. The three of them I did.
Okay.
And they're the only ones that survived. They're still there. For my three, they're still there.
Ah.
Yeah. And that's still in fair nick, except where it's weathered down. I don't know who that's for, strange person.
Oh, thank you for letting us see these. This is fantastic.
Did you ever see the seat round the tree here?
Yes.
It's not there now. Mm. Bill made that.
They made another one afterwards.
But they took it away, didn't they? Really? Mm.
Let's have a look. Sorry, I've been hogging them all.
It's a moment,
see. Yeah, we don't have that anymore.
Yes.
Has it been nice to come back and see it all?
Well, I'm up here. I saw Helen a couple of years ago.
Yeah, she said.
I've been up here occasionally.
Check, we're still looking after your work.
I don't know.
It's nice to know someone that's actually done some work on the house, because obviously I see the contractors who come here now, and I see the work that they do, but there's nothing for me to know who's done it previously, or that there's nothing recorded.
Yeah, that is the progression of the house as it is, isn't it?
Mm.
With the conservation that's being done now, because you've got a conservation unit here as well, haven't you? Is it mostly textiles?
Yes. Mm. We do have specialists come in and look at certain pieces.
Mm.
But, I mean, this will all be changing. We're doing a new project here over the next 10 years. And then we'll be building a conservation studio here. So this is where, as you went into the Reynolds room, just through the ballroom, they've started on that.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So then they're going to put that out across the whole house. Fingers crossed that it works.
Mm.
And then we're going to control the temperature in the house to hopefully preserve the collection for a lot longer. Because I'm sure you're aware, it is deteriorating at a rapid rate.
Is the biggest problem with the textiles or with the wood as well?
It could change. I think at the moment it's textiles. That's why we limited the amount of light we can have in the house, how many hours of daylight. And then with the wood, obviously, we'll be changing the temperature, we're just concerned about drying, I think, because it's so damp in the house at the moment.
It tends to dry very slowly, doesn't it?
So this is why we've got the bits in the room to see how it copes.
And of course, I know you've got worm in some of the pieces because there was that bit of drama with the
when we went to the
table at the end of the cartoon gallery. You know, it's got the two that stands near the door with the brass and pewter top. That went up to an exhibition at the V&A, and they sent it back fairly smartly because they found worm in it.
Yeah,
and
they had all the frass at the bottom where they'd been. We do inject it to try and hold it. Do you still live locally? Do you still live locally?
No, we live in East Princeton.
So we're hoping at the end of the project to get everybody back that we've interviewed. So there might be some people that you know or have worked with previously. It would be interesting. And then, as I say, we're doing an exhibition in what is at the moment the estate office. We'll be opening that up and we'll be having that as an exhibition space so people could come and listen to recordings.
I was amused some years ago, not that many years ago, when I was watching Southern television and they made a feature, an old house where they had a diver up here to go in. They showed him going down into the tank.
Stone court.
I said the first time he's been down, anyone's been inside that for centuries, since it's been built.
I wasn't here when they did that, but I have seen the footage. We played it last year, actually. We had it out in Stone Court so people could sit it. And I think they'll be doing that again this year because we have a community opening.
I'm terribly sorry to disillusion you, but that's not true.
No?
No. Cyril, the stonemason foreman, stonemason, he went down there, he put his bathing costume on and he took his lamp and he went down there and he did the survey of that.
Didn't know that.
A few years before.
Oh, so it wasn't the first person.
He was not the first person to go down.
Oh. I have to change that, won't we?
He put his bathing costume on. He took his torch and he went down there and he did the survey.
I wonder if the Gravesend Company would have any records of the work that was done.
I don't even know whether the Gravesend stonemason still exists.
No.
But
that's worth noting, isn't it? Do you remember his name?
It was Cyril. I don't know his surname, but I remember Cyril.
Yes.
But he got an OBE for his work here.
Did he?
Yeah.
There must be a note of who he was.
Yes, I just cannot think of his surname. I've got it written down.
But I expect he did a very good job. Because he could see, and now the bloke in the diving suit could only see out through.
Yes, because they had the goggles and
But if he did a survey, that must be recorded somewhere.
Things tend to get misplaced.
Well, it might not have been recorded.
He might have just gone down there and
have a look around. But I definitely know that he did. But he was of similar age to me, so.
Yes. Are you happy for us to use your recording today with our exhibition?
You can do what you want.
Yes. I just need to go and get an agreement for you to sign, just to say that I've asked you and you've said yes, because we do need to keep that on record. So I'll be back in a moment. There is a toilet up here if anybody needs it as well.
Might be a bit bored with it.
So tell me, is Andrew settled in Canterbury?
Yes, thank you.
Oh,
he's at Charlton House.